what the relationship of their topics is to the businessmen. Because most businessmen really are never involved in theory of money, gold, and banking. As a matter of fact, I'd like to say they even bankers don't deal in money. They deal in credit. And they don't always appreciate that. And I guess Don put me on this panel because I am a businessman. And I was thinking, yes, we businessmen, we are imperfect, and what's your excuse? That's one thought that came to my mind today also was that businessmen by nature are against the free market because they live in an authoritarian world, in an organized order. And they by nature will think that that's about the only way things can work. So I have had a lot of problem with businessmen trying to convince them of the spontaneous order. And since many of them now go to school and get a BA or an MBA, rather, in most schools they don't teach economics. It's just not in the curriculum. And so it's very hard for them to admit that they have something to learn after they've got their MBA from Harvard. So we do have a problem that these influential people that can support dissemination of the philosophy of freedom don't really appreciate it most of the time. As a matter of fact, most of the time they're the greatest enemies of the free society. Well, we have this afternoon first up John Badden, who got his PhD from Indiana University in 1969. His thesis was a political economic analysis of the Hutterian Brethren, a Christian communist sect in the North Plains of the U.S. and Canada. He then received a NSF postdoctoral in environmental economic analysis. What's NSF?
National Science Foundation, I'm sorry.
Thank you. John taught at Montana University for many years. His wife, Ramona, still does. And was the creator of several institutes that examine environmental issues from classical liberal perspective. He is an intellectual entrepreneur who founded the Political Economic Research Center, PERC, and in 1981, and the Foundation for Research in Economics and the Environment, FREE, in 1985, which he still chairs. Most recently, he created the Galatian Institute, an organization that presents classical liberal perspective to people in the humanities and the arts. John is a member of the Mont Pelerin Society, and his most recent book is Environmental Gore, which he highly recommends. next up will be Hans Eichholz, who's a graduate of UCLA, where he did his degree in history of the incorporation of the Bank of North America during the 1780s. His professional publications and presentations have been in the area of anti-federalist and federalist political economy. From 1990 to 91, he was a George Edwards Durell Fellow in Money and Banking. From 92 to 93, he taught in the history department at the California State University at Los Angeles, and he is currently a program officer at Liberty Fund. And last, we will hear from Kimberly Dennis. Kimberly is executive director of the Philanthropy Roundtable, a national association of individual, corporate, and foundation donors that promote private sector solution to public needs and concerns. She is also publisher of Philanthropy, the Roundtable's quarterly journal. Her past experience includes 5 years with the New York-based John M. Olin Foundation, a grant-making foundation with primary interest in public policy. She has also held positions with nonprofit educational and policy-making organizations, including the Institute of Humane Studies in Virginia and the Pacific Research Institute in San Francisco. She currently serves on the board of the Political Economy Research Center and is an advisory board member to the Donner Foundation New Leadership Fellow Projects. So with you, you have John Batten first.